Okay, today's daf is daf pei vav, and we're holding by the Mishnah. Shlosha gitin psulin v'im nisei tavlat kasha. So we've had this all the way back at the beginning of the Masechta. We had this Mishnah because we used it as the opening to the question of whether edei chatima karte or edei mesira karte. The truth is that now that we have enough information under our belts, start thinking about this in broader ways, there may be some other issues that are involved here. So let's first begin with the cases. Shlosha gitin psulin v'im nisei tavlat kasher, which itself right away is a little bit worrisome, because we had cases before where the gitin are psulim, and we said by definition, if you hold a Rabbi Meir, that kalam shanam imadbeya, shetovu kakomim, then always a vlad is mamzer. So does that mean that necessarily it's not like Rabbi Meir? That also we're going to have to see. But if it isn't like Rabbi Meir, then it's a real problem, because at the end of the Mishnah makes it clear it's not like Rabbi Elazar either. Okay, so we'll hold off on that question. So we have Shlosha Gitin Psulim V'im Nisei Tavlat Kasher. We have an example of three cases where if B'diavad she gets married, the Vlad would be Kasher. Now, this leaves up in the air the question of whether she would have to be Yotzei. Right? In other words, normally we have a halacha. We talk about if she got married on the basis of such a get, it's teitzei or lo teitzei. Here it doesn't say what the din is about teitzei. It just says what happens if she has a child based on this get. So that's going to be a machlokas in the Gemara. Before she gets pregnant, we find out that the get was one of these gitin. Should she get divorced from her second husband? So what are the three cases? Katav b'chtav yado ve'inu lavedim. The get is written in his own handwriting, the handwriting of the husband himself, but there are no edim whatsoever on it. Or, yeshal avedim, there are edim, okay, but in bozman, there's no date on it. And remember that the zman that we were metakin on the get was a takana that was either to prevent him from covering of the znut of his wife, who may have been a relative and he wants to cover for her, maybe he married his niece. If he finds out that she's been sleeping with somebody else and there are witnesses, and he wants to save her, so he'll predate the get, claiming that there's a get, that there was a get without a date, and it was given before. So if we have a date on it, the Gemara says, well, what prevents him from predating? What prevents him from cutting off the date? We had all those issues before. But anyway, that was one explanation. Was about Korkus Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. The other explanation, Rish Lakish's explanation, was that we put the date on in order to establish at what point the woman has the right to be tovea the peirot from a nitzei maluk. Because otherwise, she'll never be able to prove at what point it is that she's able to get those payroll. Okay, so in a case where there was, it's a perfect good get, everybody signed, except that there's no date on it, so that violates the Darabonim Takonim. So they've let the get is possible, but nonetheless the Vlad is kosher if she goes and gets married on the basis of this get and has a child. The third case is, the date is okay, Yesh Bozman, but there's only one witness. Now, this is also a little bit strange. We said before, even without any witnesses, it would be kosher. But that's where it was Bechtav Yado. Maybe over here it's not Bechtav Yado. Or maybe it is, even is Bechtav Yado, and your case is only here in order to tell me that don't think that if it would be Eid Echad, it would also be kosher. In other words, that doesn't make it kosher. Whether it has one Eid with Bechtav Yado or no Eid with Bechtav Yado, it's the same thing. Namely, that the Vlad is not a mamzer, but that l'chatchila you can't use this get. That we'll see in the Gemara. Harei elu shlosha gitin psulim v'nisei tavlat kasher. So here, for some reason, we repeat the three. We started off with three, shlosha gitin psulim. The Gemara is going to ask what the repetition is for and what the numbering is for. Rabbi Elazar, always the gear says, Rabbi Elazar omer, afa b'she'in alav edim at all. Who's to say you need edim? Where do we get the idea you need edim? Because shel chatchila without edim, as long as elishanat nula befnei edim. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, remember, edei mesira karte. So first of all, if it was given to her in front of edim, that would be sufficient. There's no problem. And not only that, but govem min hachatzim mishuv adim, that if you had a case where you use a get, not a get isha, any get, we'll see later on in the Gemara. Of course, this could be read gova, which would mean it's good enough for her to collect, but we'll see the Gemara learns this is true about any debt. So even though normally we have a halakha that you can only collect from nechassim mishuv adim if you have a shtar, this, says Rabbi Elazar, is a shtar. And you can be government of Chosim and Shubanim. I wear the witnesses. The witnesses are the Eidei Mesira. They're the ones anyway that create the coal of the Shtar. So it's perfectly okay. And you don't even have to worry about it. It's even L'chatchila. She'ein Eidim Chotimin al Aged El Bivnei Tikkun Olam. The reason that we like to have Eidim is because perhaps the Eidei Mesira will not be available. Maybe they'll die. And then someone will come be Ma'ar on the Get or on the Shtar. Okay, so we make a Tikkun Olam that things should be able to be usable 100 years from now also. But it certainly doesn't change the nature of the get as an instrument in any way. So again, we have to ask ourselves, if the Seifa makes it clear that Rabbi Elazar disagrees with the Reish, according to Rabbi Elazar, if we're talking about Eidei Mesira, none of this works. I mean, so clearly, we don't need any of this. He wasn't the one who wrote the Reish, if he's arguing in the Seifa. And we have a problem with the Reish, according to which Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Chatima Karte. How could you possibly be Machshir get without Eidei Chatima? So who is this being going according to? Not to mention the fact that, I mean, according to Rabbi Meir, we said before, that if you change the matbeah of a get, the Vlad is a mamzer. And here, what you're trying to tell me, that's Rabbi Meir who's saying that it's not a kosher get, but the Vlad is not a mamzer. So then what happened to the halacha we've had all through the Masechta, to call him a shanabi matbeah? So Rashi suggests, maybe it's neither Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Elazar. Maybe this is a Tana who holds that the meaning of the pasuk v'katav la sefer kritut is that he writes a piece of paper. Now, who's to say that it needs to have the cloud witnesses? Remember that we, up until now, understood that either the katav means that the chatima has to be lishma, the katav la, which is Rabbi Meir Shita, or that the actual ktivata get and no witnesses are the lishma, and then we just have Eidei Mesira about such a shtar. So how about if you don't even need Eidei Mesira? I said, how do we know that it ever happened? The very fact that a get bichtav yado is yotze mitachat yada is an indication that he gave it to her. Otherwise, I just get hold of it. So he must have written this get and given it to her. So on that basis, we have the most primitive form of a get. Now, reyat mutar tochol adam, a guy writes it out in his own handwriting, hands it to his wife. No witnesses. It would be kosher. Now, there is a mandi omar who says that the Mishnah is going al libra Rabbi Meir. According to whom, says Rashi, we'd have to understand that even though Eidei Chatima Karte, but that Ktav Yado is as good as Mea Eidei. Maybe that's how we're holding. What about Matbea Shetavu Chachomim? That we'll see. We'll talk about that. Asks the Gemara, now you're making a statement over here that there are three. You repeat it twice. There are three and no more. I mean, you're making it very clear that there's no other cases. Is that true? There's no other cases in which we would say that a get is pasul and in nisei tavlat kasher. I mean, betulecha. How about the case of get yashan? So where you have a get yashan, remember that a get yashan is where between the kivata get and the mesirata get, there was a yichud of the baal with his wife, and so we're choshesh at that point that takodim livna gets pregnant. So then people will say, this get is dated a year ago. How did they have kids if she was already divorced? That's a pagam for the child. Okay, so there the halacha also is. The Vlad is not a mamzer, but you're not supposed to use a get yashan. No, but a get yashan, if you used lo tetzei, b'diavad, she went ahead and got married with it, then she wouldn't have to get divorced. Whereas the cases that we have in our Mishnah are all cases where if she hadn't gotten pregnant, then tetzei, she would have to get divorced. So therefore, what the Mishnah is saying is there are three gittim soon that the Vlad is kosher, but that's the only thing that you can do. The Vlad is kosher. The marriage isn't kosher. So if we can avoid casting aspersions on the Vlad because there is no Vlad, then we would be mevatel the second marriage by forcing a get. So in other words, they all share this in common. The only thing that you could do with this get is be makshir a child from a second marriage. But without that, you can't be makshir the marriage itself. Masha Inkain, another similar case of get yashan. Over there, you can even continue to remain married to the second person.
In this case, you have a vlad, you don't force the whole thing.
Right, that we'll see later. Because then essentially, by doing that, you're making a vlad mamzer in people's eyes. Says the Gemara, but wait, the Mishnah didn't make it clear whether here it's tetzei or lo tetzei. We're going to have a machlokas later on how to understand the Mishnah. So, okay, I understand that if you're going according to the Mandi Amar, that we'll see soon. So, Mandi Amar so then fine. So then in these cases, Tetzei, if there's no Vlad. And in the case of Get Yashan, no Tetzei. So now I know the difference between these three and Get Yashan. But Mandi Amar, Hocha, lo Tetzei. How about according to Mandi Amar, who holds that even though the Mishnah identifies in the seit avlat kasher, it doesn't mean they'd say. It means that the second marriage is kosher. So there's no difference between this case and a get yashar. So why does it say only three and not four? Ma'hi kalam ema. Ah, that's because hatam. Tina selech atchila. Wait, hold on one second. Get yashar just means this get should not be used. How about if you used the get? And you actually divorced the woman with this get. So there, when it comes to get yashan, the takon of a get yashan was not to make increased agunot in Yisrael. So therefore, if the get was used for a divorce, it's a kosher divorce, which means you can even get married lechatchila. So in other words, we have basically four levels where we have to discuss problems in a get. The initial use of the get, which is don't use it. That's get yashan. The having used the get, but then it becomes kosher. That's okay. In other words, the get yashan, don't use it, but it would be kosher. The next case that we have is according to the Mandi Omar, that would say lo tetze. Okay, so then we have all of these cases where don't use it lechatchila, but if you went in and got married with it, then lo tetze, as opposed to get yashan, which you could even get married lechatchila. Right? Then we have the Mandi Omar who says, no. There's also cases, perhaps even the cases in the Mishnah, where if you went in and got married, even b'diavad, it should be tetzei. But nonetheless, the vlad would be kosher, not a mamzer. And then we have the other cases that we saw earlier, tetzei, mizeh, mizeh, vlad mamzer, mizeh, mizeh, all of these cases, where we create mamzer mid rabbonan. So there's basically four darkas. Don't use the get, but if you used it to be megarish, fine, that's the end of the story. Don't get married on the basis of the get, but if you did, you don't have to get divorced. Don't get married on the basis of the get, and if you did, you have to get divorced. But the vlad is kosher. Don't get married, and if you did, the vlad is even not kosher. So therefore, if we're saying that we've got three particular cases, we have a number of variables that could be different between other cases where a get is possible and these cases where the get is possible. So far what we've seen, these three cases, the get is possible, the vlad is kosher. Perhaps these three cases are even examples where if she got married to Lotte, say, perhaps not. That's a machloket that we're going to have later on. So, hatam baget yashan tinase lechatchila, and hacha, she could get married even if you hold the mandiona. It says Lotte, say, but she's not supposed to get married. But she ain't getting married, get yashan, she can get married even lechatchila. Okay, well, there's other cases. I mean, we just recently had the case of get kireach, where over there we had folds in the get, and you're missing a witness. So that means the bottom line is you have two kosher witnesses on that get. You just don't have all of the witnesses that you need to sign on every fold. So that was called a bald get. So that was a get mekushar, missing an aid. So there are two. You have a get that's possible. No, wait a minute. Over there the vlad is a mamzer. Over here the vlad is a kosher. Ah, but that's only Aliba, the Rebbe Meir. So Einichel, the Rebbe Meir holds by the get kereach. That the halacha is. That kol mishanei mimatbeya shetavu chachamim begitin avlad mamzer. So therefore, over there by the get kireach, the vlad is a mamzer. Ela rabbanan ma'igalamima. According to the rabbanan, we will not create a mamzer just because of a shinoi in the matbeya. So what's wrong with the get mekusha? What is missing an aid? How many kosher witnesses do you have? Two. Well, fine. It's a kosher get. Ah, you shouldn't use it lechatchila. And we're certainly not going to have mamzerut in such a case. So why wouldn't that work out to be four examples of gittin that are psulim, but the vlad is not a mamzer? I mean, I thought we were saying perhaps this would be going aliba to Rebbe Meir. If it were to be going aliba to Rebbe Meir, obviously we'd be saying there's a difference between the cases of the get kireach, our mission, and maybe the rabbonim wouldn't hold up. All right. When you say Heinichel Rebbe Meir, how are you explaining now why in this case the vlad is a mamzer? He's not a mamzer, and in the case of the get kereach, the vlad is a mamzer. I mean, here's where we're up against the wall in trying to explain the Mishnah Aliyah to Rebbe Meir. So how? I mean, you just said Heinichel Rebbe Meir. Why Heinichel Rebbe Meir? So what about our case? So according to Rebbe Meir, you were Meshadim Imet Beishet Avach Chachamim, so it wouldn't even be true. So what are you now making a distinction between those two cases? So Tosfos, way back at the beginning of the Masechta, where we had this originally, disagrees with Rashi, takes for granted over here that this is really very problematic. I'll give it to Rabbi Meir. So he suggests it's this new Tana. Tosfos says, I mean, the Gemara doesn't even talk about that. Why doesn't the Gemara talk about it? But the Omer says, it's going on, I'll give it to Rabbi Meir, and it doesn't consider it to be such a big problem like you're making it. Therefore, says Tosfos, I disagree fundamentally with Rashi. Rashi takes for granted that the meaning of matzbeya shetov chachamim means the format. And the halachas about a format are obviously not part of the format. So if it's called a mishanami matbeya, so then over here, obviously, you were mishanami matbeya, libet Rabbi Meir, it should be your mamzer. But that's wrong, says the Rabbi Natan. The matbeya doesn't mean, even though, yes, the word seems to mean format, because that's what matbeya means, basically a stamp. This would be the standard way of making things. It's a way of referring to a standard form as a matbeya. I mean, that's the difference between barter and money, after all, is that it takes on now a standard value and a standard form. But Tosfos says the halachas embedded in the coinage, so to speak, in other words, this coin is valid in such and such location, is part of matbeya also. So when we talk about a get like these three gittin, there may be a particular matbeya of a get like this. There's a matbeya of a get in which the vlad is kosher. So the chachamim were koveya when it comes to these halachot about ktav yado and so on. That's not mishanami. I mean, this is the matbeya shetav chachamim. So it's a question how to understand the idea of matbeya. So what the Gemara seems to be saying over here is that where you don't have a specific takana for various, for these types of variations in a get, so then let's say they get kereach, according to Rabbi Meir, look, what can you do? The blood is a mamzer. Mashaken, over here we have these three, and they're unique. But indeed over here we have this special takana that these various issues of dating or the ktav yad of the Baal are acceptable also as getting vis-a-vis mamzerut. Fine. So then that would explain why we have three. No, mamzer de rabbanan. But we give him all the dinim of mamzer. This was a machlokas, remember earlier, that we had between Rashi and Tosfos. How do we view it? Remember, we're teitzei mizeh mizeh. Whether it's the first one, that's the mamzer, or the second one, that's the mamzer. So that's already the question of whether a get follows the definition that was given by the Chachomim in Kiddushin. That was the... That's the whole issue. How would such a thing work? That call a mekadosh adai to rabbanon. So does it mean that the rabbanon were mafkia the kiddushim? Even in this case, we spoke about this. Machlokas mishonim. As to which one is kosher. Okay, I would go through this again over here. But in any event, there would be a difference. Mashenken, according to the rabbanon, there should be no difference between a get kereach and these cases because we don't have a unique set of gitim whether chachomim were metakena matbeya that works vis-a-vis mamzerut. So what is the difference, according to the Rabbanim, Mayi Ikel HaMeima? Well, how is this different than a get kereach? Why does the Mishnah say three and not four? What do you mean? Very simple difference. Hatam Teitzei, the halacha is a get kereach. We don't allow the marriage to survive that was made on the basis of a get kereach. Whereas Hakalot Teitzei, over here, the Mishnah doesn't mean only that the child is not a mamzer. It means that you don't have to get divorced. No, wait a minute, says Gemara, but that's not everybody agrees with that. I thought we just said, you'd be right. If we understand that what the Mishnah means when it says that the child is not a mamzer, is also that the marriage is allowed to survive. But if you hold the man yomar, and that the Mishnah is only telling me that in a case where she got pregnant, so then we don't force the divorce and the child is not a mamzer. So, Michael Amema, that's exactly the case of the get kereach. Says the Gemara, you're right. It is exactly the case of the get kereach. So why are you telling me three? We mean three normal gets. I mean, a makusha get is normal. It's insane anyway. So, I mean, when we're talking about typical gitin, out of the typical gitin, these are the shinuyim that could be made and the vlad would be kosher. You want to talk about a get makusha, I mean, it's got a whole set of issues that don't even come up when it comes to normal get, the whole din of karachat and so on. I'm going to talk about that over here. So that remains in its own unique category of new problems that are created because of the format of the get, which I'm not discussing. So, we have so many other things. How about Shlom Malchut? Remember the case of Katav L'Shem Malchut She'ena Hogenet. So you write it with the name of a competitive Malchut. We said also over there that the din is that the get is possible. What do you mean? But over there you have to get divorced. Hatam Teitzei. It says Beferish. Teitzei Mizeo Mizeh. Hocholot Teitzei. But once again, what about according to the Mandiyama that even in this case they say, what are you going to say over there? Well, he would say that that was going on with Rabbi Meir, and therefore, Rabbi Meir, that again is the difference. If you say over there, they say, so we say there too, that the Vlad is Mamzer, Mizer, Omizer. Okay, so then Enochinami, we're going to treat them as Mamzerim. That's Rabbi Meir. Mashen came over here, we're not going to treat them as Mamzerim. Even if we all that it's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. And so Mamela, we now have our different categories, gittin that can be used as the basis of a marriage once they were already used to divorce, though they shouldn't have been, like the get yarshan. Gittin that can be used, but that you need to be teitze. And the gittin over here, where perhaps you don't even need to be teitze. Or if you do need to be teitze, at least the vlad are not mamzerim, and gittin with the vlad are mamzerim too. And therefore, we really only have three cases in a normal get, where we're not talking about a get mekushar, where we would have a vlad being kosher on all circumstances, and the question of whether teitze or not, that's a machloket that we're going to get. Now, why mention three twice? Okay, you told me three. Now I understand that three was very, very specific. But when we have a minyan of derech, we have shlosha gittim, you started off the Mishnah. And then you end after saying them, hare elu shlosha gittim, I mean, I know how to count. So why are you saying two times shlosha gittim? Minyan of derech, lamute mai. Minyan of derech is lamute hani de amaran. Well, we had all of these cases that we just went through, didn't we? So you want to tell us, the Mishnah is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. The difference is that over here, this is unique, that ain't a vlad mamzer. In the other cases, the vlad is a mamzer. So you're saying, no, there's only three. Something is very unique about these cases. That makes sense. But what about the second, the repetition of the shalosha in the sefer? What is that coming to tell me? So minyana the sefer lam ute, a special case. And that was adetanya hamevi get mibidinataya. And he gives a get without saying the fanai nechtav of fanai nechtam. V'lo amar b'fanai nechtav fanai nechtam. Over there, the halach is yotzi v'avlad mamzer, divir Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim ein avlad mamzer. Ketzad yase. And what can be done? Now, if you have a get that was given in that case, yitilenu imenu, you can always, it's not a psul in the get, it's a psul in the tinata get. Take the get back. Take now two eidim. V'yachzor v'yitilenu lo b'fnei shnayim. V'yomar b'fanai nechtav u b'fanai nechtam. Why is this not included in the cases that are memuad in the Reisha? So the Uri explains in Tosis, because this is a unique case, because it has a takana. The other cases are psulim in the get. So I'm not going to include this. We say shlosha gittin. Therefore, you need to say, oh, by the way, I mean, we may have another case where there even would be a takana on the get, and nonetheless, it doesn't fit into the din of that the vlad is not a mamzer. If you didn't do the takana, then we would still say a vlad mamzer. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. Now, we wrote katav v'chtav yado, v'ein alav edim, that's the first case. And now we had Rav coming along, now he didn't necessarily say it about that case, but Rav made a statement. Katav yado shaninu. The Mishnah says it has to be in the handwriting of the husband. Says the Gemara, what was Rav referring to? Hey, which case? I mean, ilei ma'reisha, is Rav referring to the first case in the Mishnah? Pshita, that's the whole point of the first case. If it's written in the husband's handwriting, either because it's Kamea Edim Dami, or because the Katav V'Natan is a new halacha, that once a husband writes a get, that is a get. We don't need anything else. But whatever, I mean, I don't need Rav to repeat what it says in the Mishnah. Katav Yado Katani. That's what it said. Ve'ela, what is he going on? The second case. The second case was there's no Zman, but there are Edims. What's he say, Katav Yado? What difference will it make if we have witnesses whose handwriting gets here? That's irrelevant. So he couldn't have been going on the second case either. The issue of Ktav Yado is obviously only relevant where it needs to take the place of an aid. Over here we have aid. Ela Asefa. It's actually going on the final case. And Rav was saying, the case over there was Yeshbo Zman Ve'inbo Ela Aid Echad. Comes along Rav to say, by the way, that's only because it's Ktav Yado. So even though we said in the Reisha that even if there wouldn't have been any aid, the Vlad would be kosher. But if it hadn't been for my repeating this case in the Seifa, I might have thought that you can even use this get, lechatchila, if you had given it, to get married, because now at least you have an eid echad, together with ktav yado, kamash malan, that no, it, whether you have no witnesses or whether you have one witness, you can never use such a get to get married. It's only kosher in terms of mamzerut. So that's how Rav is learning the Mishnah, which is a big chiddush.
Provided
it's written ktav yado. Provided, well, because it's written b'ktav yad, right? Even though it has an aid. Ava ktav sofer v'aid. If it would be the handwriting of his sofer and not the handwriting of the Baal, then no, then it's useless b'chlal. V'shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, what do you mean it's useless b'chlal? The Mishnah says not like that. V'shmuel Omar, what do you mean? Afil ktav sofer v'aid. Habe shaninu lev. It's a beferish Mishnah coming up over here. Ktav sofer v'aid kasher. That you have an absolutely kosher get. If you have the ktiva of the sofer, with an eid. Echad, we're going to see later on that that's kosher. What's Rav saying? That wouldn't be kosher at all, even legabi mamzerut, and it needs to be ketav yado, and that makes it kosher mamzerut. Well, what's going on over here? The Rav. Rav says, well, I understand, what's the case? The case over there of ketav sofer, it's talking where it was chatam sofer, not ketav sofer. Remember that we had a machloket, we've discussed on a number of occasions. When it says ketav sofer ve'ed, does it mean the handwriting in the get? Or does it mean that the sofer signed the get? So Rav says, I don't know what you're saying. Over there in the Mishnah says that it's kosher l'chatchila. Now how could you think that that's the case we're talking about over here where it says that the blood is not a mamzer? For God's sake, it's obviously a completely different situation. Therefore, I understand that Mishnah later on is talking about the sofer sign. You say, well, what do I need? A Mishnah tell me the sofer sign. I mean, if the sofer sign is going to be less kosher than an egg. What's wrong with the sofer sign? So that we know what the problem is. Because as we've also discussed numerous times, what about the chashash that maybe a husband told two people, he says, listen, ask this guy to write a get, and then you two sign it. They're embarrassed to tell the sofer, like, he didn't say you could sign. I mean, that's like a slap in the face. So he says, okay, so you know, why don't you sign? And one of us will sign. Levitza, the Bezdin sees two kosher witnesses. The woman's got herself a kosher get, which is completely not kosher, because he said, I'm only asking these two guys to sign. I don't want to give a get with the chatima of the sofer. So it comes along the mission to say that we're not chayish for that. Again, we discussed the whole issue, not chayish for that because mili lo mimser and l'shliach, the sofer knows, and unless the Baal would have told, whatever, that was a whole discussion. Right? That was the Omro Imru. Would it be possible to have shluchim to tell, give over a message to the sofer, the Baal said to write the get? Fine. Again, we won't go through that here, but we do remember that if you hold that there's no chashash, so then if the aid signs and the sofer signs, you have a classically kosher get with two witnesses. Well, what's the problem, says Rav? Obviously, if the get over there is kosher l'chatchila, we are not talking about one of the getim in this Mishnah. That's obvious. So what are you bringing me a raya from a Mishnah later that couldn't have anything to do with this? And I'm telling you over here, the heter, to use a get that only has one signature over there, that's two signatures. So the heter to use one signature is where the get is written in the Baal's own handwriting, and that's the katav. He should write, v'natan, okay. As I said, either because it's going to aid him or because you don't need aid him if it's in his own ketav.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's pretty weird. Shmuel brings a Mishnah, which Rav points out is completely irrelevant since it says over there it's kosher, and he's trying to make this the case in the Mishnah where the Mishnah says it's not kosher. It's only kosher in terms of being machsher mamzerut. So how Shmuel explain his statement? Shmuel says, no. The case over there is not chatam sofer. Excuse me. The case over there is the katav sofer. You know why it's kosher over there? Is because ha b'safer de muvak. Ha b'safer de lo muvak. The reason that it's kosher over there is because, clearly, the sofer, being a baki in gittin, would not have written that unless he hears directly from the Baal to write such a thing. And, apparently, it was given over in front of witnesses, and therefore there's no problem, we'll rely even l'chatchila on the ketav sofer. But if we're talking about, in our Mishnah, a safra de lo muvak, so here the sofer is not a well-known sofer who's necessarily bucking all the dinim, so that it may well be that he wrote this lead lamed, or maybe accepted instructions that shouldn't have been accepted, and now an eight signs on it, people will think that it's a kosher get, and Lamaisa was never mitzvah mitzad abal, so the woman will be machtiman aid on it and will be machshir. So therefore, we don't allow such a get l'chatchila. However, if it were used, and we know that in fact it was kosher, so then the bonim are not mamzer. The chen omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said like Rav, that ktav yado shanim. Omale Rabbi Elazar thought that he was referring to the case about where Yeshel Avedim Vein Bozman, so because he couldn't have been referring to the first case. So he said, well, what are you talking about? Yeshel Avedim. I'm like, no, I'm referring to the last case, Haseifa, that case is not a new case. It's basically a variation on the first case, except it adds another aid, and it's telling you that nonetheless, it's still not kosher. Now, it's interesting that Lahalok Lamaisa, Zinnin Amarav Tetzei, and Zinnin Amarav Lo Tetzei. There were times when Rav Paskin, that a get based on one of these Shlosha Gittim, where it was used, that the wife was forced to leave the second husband. Sometimes he said she could stay. And what was the determining factor? HaKetzad? Yesh Labanim Lo Tetzei. If she has children, so then we can't force a divorce, because over there, for all intents and purposes, we're telling people they're mamzerim. It's not going to help for us to say, Well, kids aren't really mamzerim, really not. So why are you forcing her to get divorced? And so it's inconsistent, and therefore there's no way for us to do this. Once we're telling you that agave mamzerut, the get is acceptable, then we can't force her to be yotze.
And that's not clear from the Mishnah? Right. Amen.
Not at all. The Mishnah. No. In other words, avlat kosher could mean
that it's to be tetzik. She would still be tetzik.
No, it could be mean. It could mean that lo tetzik at all.
Right.
Even if she isn't pregnant. I mean, that was the makok that we had. Does it mean tetzik? Does it mean lo tetzik? We're just saying that lemaisa is certainly not going to be a chash on the child. Masiv mazut rabatuvia. The kulan shayu ben safik kedushin. We're talking about the Chamesh Yisrei Arayot, that the halacha is that they're poter at Tzorotayim, at Tzorot Tzorotayim, and Ayibum and Achalitz, and so on and so forth. Now, suppose we are not sure whether the woman who is the Erva was ever really married to the deceased brother. So now the other women that are definitely married to the deceased brother are in a pickle because they don't know whether they have a co-wife at Sora who is Potter from Yibum, or and therefore they're all Potter, or whether she was ever married. So what there do we do? Is a Reilu Chotzot Velo Mityabmot. Okay, so you said if there's a Suffolk Kedushin, what's a Suffolk Kedushin? Ketzad Suffolk Kedushin. How do we know what Suffolk Kedushin? Zarak La Kedushin. We have the same situation we had by Gittin. Suffolk Karov La. Remember, if it was 8 Amot Mitzum Tzamot, it lands in the middle, whatever, all the discussion we had before. So it's just Suffolk Kedushin. What's a Suffolk Gerushin? Now, why the Gemara doesn't simply say Suffolk Gerushin is exactly the same situation, that the Gemara asks over there in that the Gemara asks over there in Yevamos. Sorry, medical issue. Belongs to somebody. Okay. Sorry. So that's what Mark discusses over there. So what then do we mean by Suffolk Gerushin? We say over there, Suffolk Gerushin is, and now it quotes our mission, brings these three cases. So Katav, either we have Bechtav Yadov Ein Al Avedim, Yesh Al Avedim Ein Bozman, Yesh Bozman Ein Bo Ela Eid Echad. Those are the cases. Are these Suffolk Gerushin? Okay, but what bothers me is that this turns out to be a disaster, because you're saying, Lo Tetze. You're saying that in a case where a woman uses such a get, gets married to somebody else, she's not going to be yotze, correct? In order not to be, you're saying, it's possible lo tetze. So then everybody's going to say, no, wait a minute. I just heard about this. They didn't force her to get divorced. So why shouldn't I be able to go and get yibum instead of being a chalutza? Let's support the rest of my life, hakol b'seder. So I want yibum. So why aren't we afraid that if you're going to be inconsistent about that, they're going to end up being miyabim? So, Amrit, if you say that these cases are, as you said, what they say, she'll come now to be miyabemet, thinking that it's a kosher get. So what? What's the big disaster? So she'll be miyabemet. Miyabem later. I mean, we don't want it to look at Mila. But in the kach kolom, there's no real problem. The whole problem with these gittin were just dinim derabanan. Okay, so what are you going to make a gezeira? Maybe she's going to come to be Miss Yabemes. What would be so bad if she were? Anyway, it was a kosher get, and the Erba was never married. She really was Chayav and Yibum. You were trying to create a problem for the get. You're not going to make a gezeira that we can't use the get. Lagabi Mamzeris, because maybe someday someone will be Miss Yabemes. A big deal.
Even though otherwise
we prefer not. Yeah, I mean, to be consistent. Let's make it Takana, because maybe someone will come to be Miss Yabemes. I don't think it's a chosh rabbanim. Levi disagrees with the entire idea over here that the only time lo tetze is if she has a child. Leolam lo tetze. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan leolam lo tetze. V'chein amar lo Rabbi Yochanan livnei Rav Chalavta de Minchefa. Ochi amar Avuchon. You should know that your father said leolam lo tetze. There's two things I want to say over from your father. One is that in a case of these three gittim, the only issue that the Mishnah was addressing is the use of the get for the continued marriage. And the male of the child is not a mamzer. Not that only the child is not a mamzer. It's all one issue. And the other thing he said was that karatzit sheba amir ena pesula. You should know, pesula, that the bug that's called a karatzit, or the small bird that's called a karatzit, that is found between the stands of grain in a field, if it drinks from mechatat, it's ena pesulat mechatat. Now, over here we have a problem with mechatat. The Torah says that we need to have mayim chayim el keli. This mayim chayim el keli, first of all, cannot have any time in which there was esradat from it. So in other words, it needs to be shomur as mayim chayim el keli, and therefore it becomes nitzav esradat. And furthermore, it has to be directly mayim chayim el keli. It cannot be put into another kli and then into the mixture for the mechatas. Where an animal or certain types of animals and birds will drink from the mechatas, those organisms that suck or that let water go into a beak and then drip out of the beak, that passels the mechatas. As a machlokas, whether it passels the mechatas because it's no longer mayim chayim el keli because it went into the beak or into the tube that the organism sucks through and then is released, so it was already in another kli and now it's been put back. Or according to some Rishonim, the issue is because it was in a different situation, that wasn't being shomer as mechatas. That's a complicated sugya, but again, it's obviously not for us to worry about over here. But the other thing that your father said was, karzit doesn't pass the mechatas. Why isn't it passing the mechatas? Because it will basically continue to suck up the entire thing. My karzit, Om Rabaya, it's the difta de beni kipi, it's the large fly that is found between the amir of the grain in the field. Doesn't it say in the Mishnah, by chatas itself, that the only type of bird that doesn't pass the mechatat is the yonah. And the reason is because the yonah doesn't just dip a beak in, but it creates a vacuum in which it inhales, and thereby it will never drip anything out. So anything that's left is not going to fall back into the mechatas. Now, if you're right that the karzit is also not passing, why doesn't it mention the karzit? It should say the same thing. It should say mita nite chutz miyona the karzit. But the Mishnah can't mention the karzit. Lo psikale, because the karzit has some additional information that you need to know about, namely, the karzit gidola lo pasla. But the karzit ktana actually passes. So at one point in the maturation process of the karzit, it develops a sucking mechanism where the water isn't released back into the mechatas. And what is that shear? V'ad kama. Omer b'yirmi avitei merabami ad kizayit. So if it's still below the size of a kizayit, it's immature and releases the water back in. What, the Mishnah is not going to say, chutz min ha-yona u'mina karzit she'i gedola min ha-kizayit. So therefore it just keeps it simple. Rabbi Lazar Omer, according to Rabbi Lazar, since Edim is Sira Karte, Afalpi, that there's no Edim at all, it would also be kosher, so therefore even Lechatchila. So therefore the whole first part that you're agonizing over is a kosher and the blood is a mom, is even kosher Lechatchila with Edim is Sira. Omer Bin Omer Rav, Halachak Rabbi Lazar Begitin, which sounds like only Gitei Nashim. That's what we're saying, Begit. Stam Halach Rabbi Lazar. Ki Amritak Amede Shmuel Omer Af Pishtarot. Why did I think there'd be a nafkamina? I mean, lamaisa get is a variation on getting. Why would I think that when it comes to other shtarot that we wouldn't paskin like Rabbi Lazar for Edim Asira? Because remember that by other shtarot we have the paskin Yirmiyahu about the chatom and then to be meniach l'man yamod yamim rabim. So over there we thought that maybe it's part of the takana of shtar. The whole mitzias of a shtar is that it's meant to outlive anyone that necessarily was around for the mesira, because we want it to be able to be used as archives. And short-lived humans are not good archiving material. It's even worse than DVDs. So memela, we have to have it in the shtar itself, which means we make a takona of a chatima. Kamash melat shmur, we paskin even when it comes to shtarot, that of course it's a good idea to have aidim. But as we said earlier, that the nevias to Yirmiyahu was not a nevias in terms of the halacha of the shtar, but rather that being as the galut is going to be a long time, so make sure that there's somebody around that you're going to be able to now have a shtar that you can prove in Beis Din. So that means you need a chatima. Whereas Rav Savar b'shtarot lo. But wait, the Mishnah says, "Hakatani v'govdam in echasim ishubadim." If you could be govdam in echasim ishubadim, according to Rabbi Elazar with Edim Asira, that means that if you take out a loan, and you write a get meaning simply a shtar on the loan, and you have Eda Mesira, that it would be a shtar for all purposes, even including collection of the loan off of a buyer because the lien pre-existed the sale? No, no, of course Rabbi Elazar holds that it's true, Eda Mesira Karte, by all gitim. Tarte Omar, he said both gitim nashim and gitim in general. But Rav was only paskening like him when it comes to gitim nashim. So Rav Savak Avatei Bechoda, Upolagalei Bechoda, because in the event that Levaisa Get was given with Eda Mesira, you don't want to pass over it. When it comes to a shtar that's meant to be Yomid Yomim Rabim over there, he doesn't pasken like Rabbi Elazar. V'cheinu Am Rabbi Yaakov, Ar Yidu Am Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Halakha K'Rabbi Elazar B'Gitim. Rabbi Yanai says, wow, Afilu Reach HaGet Ein Bo. You give a get without any witnesses in front of, now, two witnesses. That is so much not a get, that if she was Megureshet with such a get, she remains Kasher L'Kehuna. When normally we're mocked with, even Isha Grusha Me Isha is Psula L'Kehuna. What? I mean, Rabbi Yanai disagrees with all the Paiskin, Rav Shmuel, that Paskin like Rabbi Elazar. Led like the Rabbi Elazar. No, 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 he wasn't saying like Rabbi Elazar. He's not saying Ma'alocha. He's saying, according to the Rabbanan, and our Mishnah, Afilu Reach HaGet Ein Bo. Don't think this is a machlokas, it's a small issue. This is mamish min hakatzeh al hakatzeh. The Rabbanan would say, if you don't have any chatima, and you don't have any ktav yadov, you don't even have a reach haget. Because according to Rav Elazar, you have a get that's kosher l'chatzila. You can't get further apart than that. The chenu am Rav Yisrael, Rav Chanin am Rav Shlokish, halachak Rav Elazar begitin, Rav Yochanan am afilu reach haget ein bo, and there too, what? Rav Yochanan, let like the Rav Elazar. Hoki koman, the Rabbanan afilu reach haget ein bo. Shalach Lei Rav Abba Bar Zavda Lamori Bar Mar. Do me a favor. Go ask Rav Huna. But Allah Almighty, we pass like Rav Elazar begit knowing Allah. By the time Mori Bar Mar came to Rav Huna, Rav Huna had died. Arachi Nach Nafshi to Rav Huna. So Rabba, Rav Huna's son, told him, Omar Le Rabba Bray, Hochi Omar Abba Mishpeh to Rabba. Look, I obviously you had no way to ask my father, but what Rav Huna did pass can should say Mishpeh to Rav, that halacha k'Rabbi Elazar begitin, and furthermore, rabotenu abekiim bedvar halacha mishum rabbeinu amru, that those who are abekiim bedvar halacha, which we'll see as Reb Chama Bar Guria, that they said, this is also my father told me, that the halacha, they said over the name of Rav, that halacha k'Rabbi Elazar begitin. The Yom Reb Chama Bar Guria, who is known as the abekiim now in halacha, he said in the name of Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Elazar begitin. Igni Amri, others say that what Rabbi Bray told him was Chaveirenu habikim b'dvar halacha, and the Talmidei Rabbeinu Mishum Rabbeinu Omra halacha Rabbi Elazar begit. Now that was Rav Chista that he would refer to as Chaveirenu. So that's the Omra Rav Chista who quoted Rav Chama Bar Guria, who are Talmidei Rabbeinu, namely the Talmidim of Rab, quoted Rav as saying halacha Rabbi Elazar begitin v'chein kiyata Ravin Omra Rabbi Elazar Omra Rab halachak Rabbi Elazar begitin. I think that we should stop here. We've had a long day. Shlosha gitim b'tzulim imnisit avlat kasher. Katav b'chtav yado v'in al avidim. Yesh al avidim v'in bozman. Yesh bozman v'in bo el ha'id echad. Harei elu shlosha gitim b'tzulim imnisit avlat kasher. Rabbi Elazar omer hava pishen al avidim ala shenatnu la b'fnei edim kasher. V'gova, or govez, the way the Gemara clearly sees it as dinim of all gitim in a chasim ish ubadim she'in ha'idim chotamim ala gete ala m'pnei tikkun ha'olam. V'tuleka, yika get yasham. Atam lo teitzei, acha teitzei. Hein yika laman diyom racha teitzei. What about laman diyom racha lo teitzei ma yika lameima? Well, atam dinase lechatchila. Acha diavad. What about the case of Gate Gereyach? Well, some of Vlad Mamzer. Acha Vlad Kasher. But that's only true. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, Don Makala Mishanam, Abdesh, Tovacha Chomim, Megidna, Vlad Mamzer. But according to the Rabbona, Maikel Meima, Atam Tetze, Ochalo Tetze, Nechalaman Yomar, Ochalo Tetze, Elalaman Yomar, Ochalo Tetze, Maikel Meima. The Mishnah is talking about normal Gittin, but Mekusha Loka Mairi. What about Ikeshlom Malchut? Atam Tetze, Ochalo Tetze. Well, Nechalaman Yomar, Ochalo Tetze, Elalaman Yomar, Tetze, Maikel Meima. Well, he'll learn it. That's going a little bit of Rabbi Meir, in which case he was Mishanim in Matbeir Shetav HaChomim, and therefore, Hatam Avlad Mamzer, whereas Hach Avlad Kasher. Now, Minyana Dereish Lemutimai, Minyana Seif Lemutimai. Minyana Dereish, we understand, is Lemutimai, the cases that we just listed, Hanu De Amora. Minyana the Seif Lemutimai, Hanu Tanya, HaMevi Geit Miminat Hayam, Not Nula, V'lo Amar B'Fanayin Echav, V'Fanayin Echav, Yotziv avlad mamzer divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachomim umrim in avlad mamzer keitzad yaseh yitlenu emena v'yachzor yitnenu lo b'fnei edim v'fnei shnayim v'yom lefonei nechta v'fnei nechta. Tatav b'chtav yado v'in alav edim omerab. Tav yado shanim. Hey, I'm a reisha pshita. Tav yado katonim. V'ela metziyata. A reisha lav edim. What do we need tav yado? Ela aseifa. Yesh bo zman v'in bo ela edachad. So it comes along, Rav, to say that's dafka ktav yado v'yed. Avo ktav sofer v'yed lo. B'shmol amar, on the contrary, afil ktav sofer v'yed. It's a mefirish of Mishnah. Rishinu ktav sofer v'yed kosher. Rav, what do you mean? The Mishnah, says, ki natzeva chatchila. So obviously it's referring to chatam sofer v'yed. Hocha di'avad. No. It's referring over there the same exact case. The difference is Abisafa the Muvak, Abisafa the Lo Muvak. V'chein Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ktav Yado Shaninu. Omer Le Rabbi Lozer, Hare Yeshel Avedim. Omer Le, no, I mean a Sefer. The Zibin Omer Rav Tetze, Zibin Omer Rav Lo Tetze, Aketzad. Yesh Labanim Lo Tetze, Ein Labanim Tetze. Motiv Marzut Rabatuvia V'chulan Shayu Behen Safek Kedushin or Safek Gerushin Harei Lachotzot V'lo Mityabon Ketzat Safek Kedushin Zorak La Kedushin Safek Karov La Safek Karov La Zer Safek Kedushin Safek Gerushin Katav Bechtav Yadov In Alavadim Yesh Alavadim Vein Bozman Yesh Bozman Vein Bozman Harei Zer Safek Gerushin according to you that Lot takes it. So then Sarata Atya Leivune. So, take your pain, who cares? Ain't the kachkul. It's only a chesed rabbanon anyway. Levi Omer, I don't care if she has children or not, they're all lamto, lo teitze. V'chein Omer Rabbi Yochanan, lo lam teitze. V'chein Omer Rabbi Yochanan, levnei v'chalafta de bin chayfa, hochi Omer Avuchon, lo olam lo teitze. And furthermore, he said, karchich ba'amir, in a posel of the mechatat. My karchich, Omer Abaye, did vada beni kipi. Mati Rav Niyom Rav Katina Kol Ofot Poslim Mechatat Chutz Bina Yona B'Knei Shibot Zetzet. And if you're right about the Karzit, Nite Chutz Biyona V'Karzit. Lo Psika Lay the Gedola Lo Pasla V'Ktara Pasla V'Ad Kamon Rav Yom Yatem Rav Ami Ad Kizai Rav Elazar Omer Afa Pishen Ola Vedim Om Rav Yom Rav Alok Rav Elazar Begitin Ki Amnitik Kamit Shmuel Omer Af Pishtarot Rav Savar Pishtarot Lo Hakatayim V'Gova Menachotim Meshubanim. No, Rabbi Elazar, of course, was talking about shtarot. Tarti Omer, Rav Sover Kavati Bechado, Polagai Bechado. Chin Omer, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi, Alachak, Rabbi Elazar Begitin. Rabbi Yane Omer, Afilu Reach Haget Einbo. Rabbi Yane Letlai, the Rabbi Elazar. Holy Kevin, the Rabbonan, Afilu Reach Haget Einbo. Chin Omer, Rabbi Yishu, Rabbi Chanin Omer, Shlokish, Alachak, Rabbi Elazar Begitin. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Afilu Reach Haget Einbo. Lem Rabbi Yochanan Letlai, the Rabbi Elazar. That's Rav. Also said Alok Rabbi Elazar Begitin. Don of Chama Barguyam Rav. Alok Chak Rabbi Elazar Begitin. Ikri Amre. What he said was Chaverinu Abekim Bedvar Alacha. And Talmidei Rabbeinu Mishum Rabbeinu. Omer Alok Rabbi Elazar Begitin. The Omer Chizda who is Chaverinu. Omer Chama Barguyam Rav. Alok Chak Rabbi Elazar Begitin. V'chem Kiat Arovin. Omer Rabbi Elazar Rav. Alok Rabbi Elazar Begitin.